Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a national effort underway to use craft beer as a way to bring attention to the problems that we have with mental health in this country. And one of the breweries that is taking part in the national effort is here, and it's Transport Brewery. And we're joined on the line by Jason Leib of Transport Brewery to tell us more about Things We Don't Say IPA. Jason, thanks a lot for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Hi, you're welcome.
It's great to hear your voice, and I love the idea of promoting mental health and reducing stigmas related to mental health by using beer to do it. So tell us a little bit about the effort. How did this all get started, and in addition to Transport Brewery, who else is involved?
Sure, yeah. So there's an organization called Hope for the Day, and they have a mental health training program, and they partnered with a brewery, Eagle Park Brewing, out of Wisconsin to basically start this effort. And then we're kind of promoting it out to as many other breweries as that wanted to participate as they could. I basically happened to see it kind of scrolling through beer Twitter and thought, this is something we definitely want to participate in. So jumped on board, kind of signed up with them. They provide the recipe, kind of said, do what you want with it. We stayed pretty traditional and did generally what the recipe they put out was. And just really enjoyed participating in general in social causes. But this one in particular struck us. What we've kind of done differently is we've also partnered with a local organization, Carl's Cause. Some friends, some relations we have through the brewery, customers, and some other personal relationships there. That's a local organization dedicated specifically to suicide prevention. So we've sort of done a double donation and double promotion with both of those organizations.
You said it's something you definitely wanted to be a part of. Why?
Yeah, so I think primarily because, as I've said before, it's really the name strikes you, right? Things We Don't Say. And it's really the stigma you hear behind just not talking about mental health in general. And then that leads to usually some of the harsher consequences we see from it. You know, I've had three daughters, two that have been through high school, one that's getting ready to enter. And I remember the challenges of that as well. And it just seems like it's even more, and I think really over the last year with our struggles with the pandemic, that I think we don't have the social interactions that we've had, and I think that leads to some increase in these challenges. And so it just really struck this as a really good time, I think, for it. So I think that was somewhat coincidental, but I think it's very helpful to have this going on right now.
Tell us about getting the message out, because obviously you want to get the message out through donations of money, like you said, to different organizations who already do that. But I would assume that goes a little bit farther beyond that, to the name of the beer, to what's on the can. I mean, how else are you promoting that idea of being the person that it's okay to approach if one of your friends says, look, I've got a problem and I'm having a tough time?
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, they've got training programs, Hope for the Day does, and so they are specifically targeting the brewing industry for us to understand, one, how we can participate with our own staff and employees, and so they've encouraged us to participate in their training directly, and so then that kind of is the train-the-trainer kind of thing, so we understand, obviously, I think kind of the image of going to a bar and having a beer and talking to the bartender and just kind of sharing your troubles is kind of a natural position you get at any kind of bar. So we're trying to equip our staff with some of that information, how to recognize challenges, what to do if something is kind of brought up that maybe needs some follow-up. In addition, those resources obviously we're sharing out as well, too. We had kind of our launch event this past Sunday. As I mentioned, Carl's Cause was there. They brought out their supporters. They've got their own curriculum and program. So we're not trying to invent. We know we're not the experts. We're not trying to invent the wheel with this, and we're really trying to just promote what already exists out there.
Certainly a lot of women like craft beer, and I am definitely among them, and so are a lot of my female friends are definitely into craft beer. But the thing that I particularly like about this is that it targets, you know, I think beer is generally a bigger thing with men sometimes, and this puts that in front of them. And I just want to ask you, you know, a guy with a brewery like this kind of helping to lead that effort, how are you helping to target men to talk more about mental health?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we're definitely still a very much male and straight cisgendered industry, and you know, that's something. I mean, especially again over the last year, diversity and those types of things, trying to participate more and be better ourselves with that. But yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, when I was in my early 20s and getting into craft beer, I would not have been someone that would have reached out to anybody and said anything. And so I recognize that failure in myself, and so being able to recognize it in someone else and trying to make sure that it's okay, participating myself, whether that's me directly or recognizing where a situation might be coming up, or just kind of recognizing those warning signs and being willing to reach out. Because I agree, especially among men, discussing our feelings is, it doesn't come naturally, I think. We just tend to not do that. And reaching out as someone who's struggling, I think, is more of a challenge than being asked. And so I think if we're able to ask and say, hey, how you doing? And after we get the initial answer of I'm fine, and then go, you know, no, really, what's going on? Something seems to be up. And being able to kind of figure out and offer it, I think we will get more progress than just saying, hey, you can come to me. I don't think that's probably going to lead to much change, but being willing to reach out and make that effort will help.
I just wanted to ask, because I feel like we have talked about more about mental health since the pandemic started than any other time since I've been on the air. And I think that's a good thing. We can credit the pandemic for that a little bit. But is it getting easier for men? Did the pandemic help? Is it getting less taboo for men to talk about it?
Just my opinion, I don't know that the pandemic has helped necessarily in that regard, but I think the fact that it gets brought up more often does help, right? So I guess in a secondary fashion, it does. So not directly, but indirectly, because I think the more it's out there, that makes it easier. Again, going back to things we don't say, well, once they're said, it's no longer a thing we don't say.
And yeah,
just having that connection of, okay, well, I hear about this all the time. It's not just me. I'm not isolated. There's plenty of people that are experiencing this. It is okay to talk about it. We're hearing it more and more. You guys are talking about it more and more. You know, we're reading more about it. It's. I think that's what makes it easier, is just general promotion of, and that's, again, why I love this particular program is, hey, we know we don't talk about it, but it's okay to talk about it. We are talking about it, and that's how we get there.
Good deal. Good deal. Jason Leib is with us from Transport Brewery here in town, and they are the local producers of Things We Don't Say IPA. And before we let people know about where to get it and how they can help in this effort as well, let's talk a little bit about the brew itself, because you can't have a good fundraiser without a good product. Take us through Things We Don't Say IPA. As an IPA drinker myself, I'm excited. I want to hear about what you've got.
Okay, sounds good. So this is what is kind of considered a New England style IPA these days. So traditional IPA is very hoppy with a lot of bitterness to that hoppiness. So when you're boiling those hops, that's what's extracting your bitterness from it. These types of IPAs have very little bitterness, but still lots of hop aroma and flavor. So what we're actually doing is all of the hops basically come in at the very end of when we boil this. So we're not pulling that bitterness out of those. The grain is half of it's just your standard malted barley. About 20% wheat, 25% flaked oats, and that kind of gives it that creamy feeling. If you're used to drinking a New England style IPA, that's what makes it really hazy. And then a little bit of a dextrin malt, which kind of helps with head retention and those kind of things. As far as the hops itself, it is a ton of hops. So primarily cashmere. Yeah, cashmere, which is one we don't use a lot, but we're ending up, I think, we do a small batch. We're looking at like 3 pounds per barrel of beer, which is probably 2 to 3 times the amount we would use in a normal IPA. So lots of hop flavor and aroma, but not a very, very low bitterness.
As far as in the Kansas City Metro, is it just you so far that's in on this?
As far as I know, we're the first one to release. I do know there are several others that are participating. Specifically in Shawnee, I know Pathlight is planning to participate, and Lenexa Limitless is. And I think there's several others throughout the metro that are planning to, but I believe we are the first one that's released at this point.
How long will it be on the market, and where can we get it now?
Yeah, so we are in downtown Shawnee, basically at the southwest corner of Johnson Drive and Neiman Road. 11113 Johnson is our address. We, as I mentioned, it's kind of a small batch, these one-offs for us. So we actually went through nearly half of it just on Sunday alone. I would expect it to probably not last through this next weekend, to be quite honest.
Wow. That's a good problem
good for
to
you,
have,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So
that's great.
Yeah. One thing I didn't mention is, you guys brought up the label. And so the labels for these, it's this red label that's got a bunch of resources, mental health resources on it. Hope for the Day is basically asked all the breweries to use this exact same label. So if you see ours, you'll probably see the same one everywhere else that's doing it. And so I think that's, we've sold a lot of those in cans. We typically sell everything just out of the tap room itself. We're not in distribution, but our to-go cans, we sold quite a bit there. I mean, I think people were interested just to participate. I think they were interested in wanting to donate, and so they were buying extras to take home and hopefully to share out so that those resources get out there as well.
I want to give people a couple of quick websites. Your website, by the way, is beautiful. It's rare that you see a website that is just as nicely put together as this. It's transportbrewery.com is your site. And then it's interesting, the site for the effort is hftd.org/things we don't say IPA. It's even got the recipe up there. I was just glancing at the recipe that's on their site.
Exactly. Yep. So, and there's even a homebrew version. So homebrewers out there, if you want to do your own and participate, you can do that as well.
Yeah, and it's also, in terms of alcohol content, it's right about middle of the pack, I think, as far as IPAs are concerned, at 6%. And that's a really nice space to be in. And it seems like they went for, with the New England-style IPA and everything else about this, they went for your average beer drinker. You're really looking for everybody.
I think that's true, yeah. Since it's not a super bitter IPA, the people that think they don't like IPAs, this is probably one that would be a good entry point for them.
Well, Jason Live of Transport Brewery, we really appreciate it. Oddly kind of proud to know that there are breweries in Kansas City that are taking part in this. And any reason we can find to talk more about mental health, we always like doing that. So thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for participating as well.